Hi and welcome to tonight's show. Tonight we're going to discuss the book by Simon Sinek, What's Your Why? What's Your Why? I'm guessing he means like your life's purpose, your reason for existence, the reason you get out of bed each day. Tell me, Brother Dolby, what is your why?
Yeah, I don't really have a why, to be honest, Dylan.
Yeah, you must do.
Honestly, don't. I just don't see the point. Say, for instance, that my why was to end poverty and disease in the entire world, then the why is obviously irrelevant because straight away I'm smacked in the face with reality, and that's not why, but how. How the fuck can you do it? Because there's going to be way more people, more powerful, that are going to be standing in your way to stop you. You know, it's one person can't do all.
Yeah, I don't think the how is always important. Like, it doesn't matter if you achieve it or not. It's about trying and the sense of satisfaction that it gives you. It's about purpose.
Well, if I am going to end poverty and disease in the world, I'm going to fail, right?
Probably.
Well, then the why is pointless and my purpose is also pointless.
Have you thought about leaving the how till last, maybe?
Sorry, what do you mean?
You know, start with the W's first, like why, then when.
When?
Yeah, when. Like, when are you going to start to end poverty and disease in the world?
Well, you see, Dylan, I'm not, and to be honest, I don't really care.
Okay, I get your point. Let's have an ad.
Do you think you're not worth it? Do you think your life has no purpose?
Dolby City Councillors, we really want to listen to you. We really, 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 really listen to you. And what you have to say about your life. Book now to talk to one of our counselors. Let them dig deep, deep, deep down to the root of your problem. Ring 0800-TALK.
Oh, someone's been watching Green Show. Dylan, next we're going to go into the callers, so take it away, callers.
Alright, caller one, you're on air. Who am I speaking to?
Matthew.
Alright, Matthew, what's your why?
I know this might sound dumb.
No,
but
why?
After binge-watching Marvel movies for 3 days, I've come to the realization I have literally no purpose.
Right, okay.
It sounds dumb, I know. But like Thor and Iron Man and Hulk and Doctor Strange and literally everyone else in the series has a purpose.
Yeah.
Like a real one. Their life matters.
Right.
Even the bad guys, no?
Mm.
Loki's life makes a difference to the universe. Everything he does matters.
Okay.
I am just another civilian on the streets and I hate it.
Right.
Like I just want a sword, fight a robot on Asgard and save the galaxy, bro.
Oh, wow.
I don't want to be famous or anything, I just don't feel needed here.
No, I'm sure
I am making no difference to the world and whether I am here or not will not ever matter.
None
of our lives will ever matter. Optimistic nihilism is something I've looked into, but it never stuck with me.
Okay,
how am I just supposed to ignore the fact that I am the least important being on Earth, as are the rest of you? I need purpose and I am jealous of Marvel superheroes.
Sorry, I'm going to take another caller. Alright, caller two, who am I speaking to?
Amy.
Okay, Amy, tell me, what's your why?
Well, basically I want to break free of the Matrix.
Like Keanu Reeves did?
No, the real Matrix. We are all living in a simulation. Life is not real.
Okay, so we're living in a simulation. Who's the programmer? Who's the person behind the simulation that we're living in?
Elon Musk.
Right. Yeah, Elon Musk. He did say that we're most likely to be living in a hyperreal computer simulation. He didn't say we actually are, and he didn't say that he created it. And even if he did, why would he tell us that?
He has implanted us with his Neuralinks already. It only takes one vaccination, then you are stuck.
So once everyone in the world is stuck in his simulation, what's he going to do?
He is a twisted little fucker. I imagine he will smoke a big joint and play us like Grand Theft Auto.
So technically speaking, this conversation at the moment could all be part of his game, I guess, couldn't it? Is that what you think?
It is not what I think. It is true.
Okay, so how are you? Your why, your mission, your purpose is to break out of the Matrix. How do you exactly propose to do this?
The first step is actually multiple but can be grouped under the label of disconnection.
Right.
You are disconnected from who you are, which means that the soul and the person you are disconnected from the higher planes.
Right.
So you are cut off from your true nature and you go through the veil of oblivion to be totally confused.
Right. Yep.
So you become easily manipulated and you can be made to believe anything.
Yep.
At the same time, you are physically, energetically, mentally, emotionally and spiritually implanted and programmed to keep yourself in a survival and illusion mode.
Yes.
In reality, doing nothing will bug the matrix and the programs encoded in your energetic and DNA structure.
Yeah.
You then deprogram that way. Mm. I am inclined to say that I am a virus for the matrix. It's so funny to play around in this openness in this world.
Right.
I am going to bring it down from the inside.
Right, and you said the way you're going to bring it down, the big plan, part of your why, is by doing nothing, and that's going to bug the Matrix.
Yes.
All right, thanks for your call, Amy. I'm going to take one more caller. Caller 3, you're on air.
Purpose is not a prerequisite for existence. Purpose, woes and morals are programmed by the selfish gene. This gene conditions you to have anxiety over your existence. The failsafe for non-compliance is death. Never comply. Never obey.
Okay, it looks like we've lost our third caller. Oh, that's okay. I think it must be time for an ad break.
Life coach, we can train you. We can make you strong and better. And better and better and make you whole again. We can help you reach your dreams. We can help you feel complete. We can make you feel like a rock star without the addiction issues.
Hey, Brother Joel, have you ever thought about getting a life coach to help you along with, I don't even know what they do.
No. I'm not interested in life coaches, I don't really believe in them.
Right.
Yeah, I'll leave it at that.
So you don't think, you know, your life would be enhanced by having, like, say, a mentor who's, you know, a successful, motivated person to give you a few tips on how to be better at whoever you are?
Nah, it's all crap, man. There's a lot of crap I don't believe in these days, Dylan, you know.
Yeah, true.
I think when you need to speak to someone, you need to speak to your family or your wife or your children or your mother or your father, not like life coaches and self-help gurus and it's all nonsense. Nonsense.
I understand.
Hollywood,
I know what you're saying.
TikTok sort of era crap.
But, yeah, I guess it's an age of, you know, you can pay for that and contract that sort of stuff out to other people
it's not
now.
For me, but...
It is what it is, I guess. So the reason we're talking about this today is about self-actualization and what's your why and what's your reason for living. What's your why, brother?
Kids going mad in the background here in Dolby Studios. I don't know what my why is. I guess our big one is getting our music noticed, you know, getting this podcast out there finished. Just to get noticed and get a little fan base. I think that's my
nice. So look, speaking of why, my big why this week has been like, why do people ring me and ask me stuff on the phone?
You have one new message. To hear the message, press 1. Please enter your 4-digit PIN, followed by the hash. Incorrect PIN. Please try again. Message recorded at 7:15 p.m.
Hi there, my name is John. I am ringing from Microsoft Services to inform you that we have detected a virus on your computer. Please call me back so we can help you.
Why did you just call me?
Big problem, sir, but we can help. You just need to give me a few details and we can solve it for you.
Why did you just call me? Why didn't you just text me? Never call me again. Never call me again.
So you just need to provide me with any passwords that you might have for any accounts that you use on your computer.
Okay.
If you are concerned about the possibility of your bank accounts being breached, I can also fix that.
Yep.
I will just need your bank account details to rectify any financial losses.
Wait, but just one question.
Sir.
I use a Mac.
This week we got for you the song What's Your Why by the Dover Brothers. Make sure you tune in next week where we're going to talk about the topic of rubbish. Should be a good one.
Oh, one morning I was standing by the water cooler having a break when I saw Tom from finance getting up from his desk.
Dylan Dolby, how are you? What's on top?
On top? Probably some coffee.
Coffee? No, not on your top. What's on top of your mind?
Nothing, really.
You do know that the boss is meeting with everyone today. There is going to be some big changes. Are you on board?
Yeah, you know, I'm not on board. I'm here every day. I come to work all the time.
Teamwork makes a dream work. It divides the time and multiply success. You gotta dream it, one choice at a time. You gotta make it big and actualize your why.
Dylan, have you got a minute?
Yeah, sure.
I want to talk to you about your why.
What?
No, not what, why.
My why?
Yes, why you are here, like your purpose, your drive and inspiration.
The Dalai Lama says the purpose of life is to be happy.
I am not talking about life. I am talking about work. What is your why?
I'm not sure. Like we distribute plumbing parts.
Teamwork makes a dream work. It divides the task and multiplies success. You gotta dream it, one choice at a time. You gotta